Welcome to Fighting Talk. This morning we have competitive banter on all the burning sporting topics of the day. I'm Johnny Vaughan. I'm joined by a panel of experts who know their stuff. And you know what? They are not afraid to show it. Our panel this morning are Will Buckley, Observer Sports Columnist. Morning, Will. How are you?
Morning, Johnny. Very well.
Are you feeling opinionated this morning?
Quite opinionated, yeah.
Because last week you shied away from opinion a bit. You have no point of view.
I'm trying to find a point of view.
Okay.
Let's hope I get there during the next hour.
Okay, so that's Will Buckley, also joining us this morning, the Five Live newsreader and Man City fan.
Can I just correct you on that, actually?
Yes.
It should be Man City fan and Five Live newsreader, if you don't mind, Johnny.
Okay, the best looking voice you'll ever hear on radio, ladies and gentlemen, Susan Bookbinder. Bit excessive, the applause there. I thought it would turn itself off. But not excessive, of course. You deserve every second of it. We're also joined, as usual, by Greg Brady, our morning radio host at WDFN in Detroit. Morning, Greg.
What's happening, Johnny? I'm actually the opposite of Susan. I'm a Man City newsreader and a Five Live fan.
Nice.
So
nice.
That works out well for me.
Are you able to tune into Five Live over there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The internet's a wonderful thing these days. I've gotten into the late 90s and gotten online, yeah.
And who is your favourite broadcaster on Radio 5?
That's an excellent question.
Because it showed that you're bluffing and you've never heard it, didn't you?
That guy at night, who's pretty good. I like his voice, you know.
Oh, Patrick Moore.
Mayo, that's the guy. Mayo.
Simon Mayo.
Sure.
Is the wrong answer.
That's the one. Yeah, but I'm down already.
No, he's a good lad. Anyway, that was Greg Brady. That's three of our regular panel filling our guest seat today. Former funny man and troubled comedian. I say this because we've had a pre-chat. He's also a former Brentford player, and he's the one, the only, Mr. Bradley Walsh!
That's great.
Well, did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I like that, John. That was good.
Good.
How are you this morning, Bradley?
I'm tip-top, mate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, and I can't... good.
Go on, you sounded like you were really going to tell us.
No, I was. I was building myself up to a crescendo, and I just peaked in my second sentence. I was struggling there a bit.
Yeah, I think I might have done the same thing. Okay.
Okay.
But anyway, welcome to all of you this morning.
Is Greg listening? You listening, Greg?
Of course I am. I don't shut off the ears.
Good to speak to you, Greg.
Great to have you, Brad.
Yeah, good man.
Just remind us, what time is it in Detroit, Greg?
What time is it there? That'll help me out.
11 in the morning here.
4 in the afternoon here.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, 6 in the morning here. What am I saying?
You're not really in Detroit at all.
No, I'm not really in Australia.
Okay, here's the rules, very simply. It's not about being right. It's about an entertaining and engaging argument. It's about original arguing. Players get points for good punditry, and you lose points for drivel. In the unlikely event that anyone keeps going for a minute, they will hear this. And we'll score a big point. Bradley, what is the matter?
There's 10 people in that gallery. Jesus, it's like...
What's wrong with that?
It's like a David Blaine concert.
It doesn't matter, there's one man being blasphemous in this studio.
There's 10 people in that gallery. I mean, it doesn't...
That's good, though.
That's more people than used to watch Brentford play.
I know, you're actually right.
Easy, so Greg.
I gotta tell you this.
Actually, can I just say, Greg's already scored a point with that.
And I gotta...
There's the point sound.
Shut up. No. Hang on. The thing is, Greg, you see, no wonder if you lived in England, you would have to pay a TV licence fee, and I know where it's now going.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see
what
you mean.
Before we start now, Brad now... So let's look at the scores so far before we start. Brad on -4, Susan and Will on naught, and Greg over in Detroit has earned himself 2 points. So there we go. If anyone oversteps the mark, they can be sin-binned, and we'll have to sit out a round. I've got a special sound effect for that, but I'm not sure... Oh, it's this one. Yeah, and you'll have to go in some room somewhere.
Okay.
I'll mark as I see fit with, of course, Mr. Justice Jim this morning. Morning, Judge.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well.
Are you feeling very judicious?
I'm feeling very harsh.
Okay, are you feeling very harsh this
morning?
Very harsh. Marvellous. I feel quite harsh myself. Brad's got me in the mood. I'll mark as I see fit, as I say. My decision is final. If I don't like what I'm hearing, they might get any amount of sound effects I've got on here, but I'll save them as a bit of a surprise. The person with the most points at the end of the hour will be the winner of Fighting Talk. Is that kind of clear, guys?
Yes.
Fine.
Crystal.
I've got a bell here for first round. So, here is round one. That's an actual bell as well. They didn't do that electronically. That's a real, live, old brass bell. The first topic is all about this.